今天我们的主题呢，就是非常直白的，就是我们每个月的例行的跟读挑战。OK, but before I go on with today's program, let's quickly welcome everybody. Hello, you guys, and welcome to another 15 Minutes Live Podcast. Woohoo! Yes, 每周一晚上九点钟准时的在这边跟我们的通勤家族，通勤学语的通勤家族来一起练习开口讲英文，然后开创我们的双语人生。Okay, and I'm your host for tonight. I'm John, and to my right is your host. Say hello, Patty. Patty's a little drunk. Patty, 你这样太正常了，你要腔调的那一种。
我可能等一下就会消失，
等一下就消失，咕咚。我们听到咕咚这样子，有没有？咚，就是 Patty 先睡觉了，这样子。Yes, and to Patty's right is
Angel. Hello, guys.
Yes, 我们的唯一女主持啊，带状女主持，颜值担当这样子。对，然后我在这边就是就是乱说话的担当啦，哈。因为 C 位还是我们的 Patty, 然后等一下我们要
C 位是 Patty,
对，然后我们等一下要听听看 Patty 有没有咕咚这样子，就是撞桌子的那个声音。OK, so that we know Thank you, he's called it at night. Yes, he wrapped it up for us. Alright, great stuff. So that was a little quick chat about, you know, between the moderators, what's happening today, and we hope you guys are doing really, really well today. And coming back to the topic, 今天呢又是我们的每月例行的跟读挑战。今天的跟读挑战呢有两个文章。As usual, there are two paragraphs for you to read, andI don't know why I didn't actually think about this, but it's, you know, I didn't put things together so quickly. This was a pre-designated topic. 这个是我这个两周前去想到的，所以不知道这个 Patty 这刚好呢，今天是已经有喝了哈，所以你看今天刚刚好有两个主题，两个 paragraph, two paragraphs. One about comedy roasts and non-alcoholic beer. Okay, so it's very, the timing is perfect.The timing is perfect. 今天刚好就讲到这个，刚刚讲到
我今天去的就是我们台湾的那个第一 comedy 品牌是 Two Three Comedy。
Two Three Comedy， 哇、哦，在那边做 launch party 应该很嗨啊，
因为那个是那个 owner 就是他们家的酒
啊，就是、他还做酒哦，
二三 Brave。就是二三精酿是一个啤酒品牌
哦，
二三 Comedy 也是他的，就同一个老板。
哇，这个老板很强欸，所以他是先做 Comedy House、yeah. Club 还是做这个 Beer 起家的，还是同一时间他在做两件事哦？
应该是先做 Beer 再做
Comedy Okay. So he was an originally a beer guy and then he moved on to a comedy club. 2-3 Comedy is one of the de facto comedy houses in Taiwan, literally, I think.对不对？我们可以这样说嘛，就是几乎是唯一的，然后带状的，然后就是应该大家对 comedy 有兴趣的人，应该都知道 Two Three Comedy， 对不对？
嗯，
应该是这样讲啦。对，然后我是偶尔会经过，因为 Gavin 家住 Two Three Comedy 附近，所以呢，每次去 Gavin 家的时候呢，就是会看到
Angel 也住附近啊。
哦 ，Angel 也住附近。
Too much information, guys.
TMI. 不是 Angel 不用害怕人家知道你住哪里啊，又不会怎么样，对不对？
会怎样？
不会怎么样？是。
那你今天有来我家坐坐吗？
没有没有，我告诉你，他那个老板厉害，他不是只有这一间店而已。
哦、oh. ，
那一间店是 Comedy， 他有一间叫做 Two Three Music 跟 Two Three Public。
Seriously, he's got three venues.、Yeah. Three venues.Two Three Comedy, Two Three Music, and Two Three what else?
Its name is Public.
Two Three Public.
Two Three Public.
Oh, public. Interesting. Public 是公开的那个 Public 啊。
对，他就他的名字就叫 Two Three Comedy， 我不知道为什么。
那 Public 可以干嘛？
那也是酒，也是 bar。
哦，然后 Music 就是有 live band 这样子。
Yep.
Okay. 然后 Two Three Comedy 是其实只有做 Comedy Club， 对不对？他没有做其他的。OK,
对，嗯
，OK, cool, 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 cool. So you guys, if you guys are interested, Two Three Music, Two Three Comedy, Two Three Public, you guys are welcome to check it out. And well, like I said, I didn't actually plan for this， 我真的没有安排，我们没有 say 好，就是两个礼拜前我都已经想好要讲这个东西了。So it just so happens to be like perfect timing for this topic。我们又讲 comedy， 又讲到 non-alcoholic beer。All right， 那为什么讲到 comedy roast 呢？那个时候其实我不知道今天 P 要有这个活动了。So originally I thought recently I saw something that Brian did. Okay. 我们这个什么站起来吧 Brian 对不对？
嗯，
对。他做了一个什么岩上 and then I didn't understand that. 那个时候我什么岩上 and I'm like, what the heck is that? 然后结果我去看了，然后我就想说 oh, isn't this just a roast?然后我就想说哦，怎么会差这么多，因为我们不会说用烤或用什么，那这叫盐上。然后 so I had to sort of look it up and understand why did we sort of call it very differently in Mandarin Chinese. So I had to check it up. And then I thought, okay, this is a great something. You know, this is something that we usually do on a daily basis. 我今天看到一个 Netflix 呢，或者是我今天在跟人家聊天的时候呢，遇到一个我听不懂的这个主题哦，然后他们在讲这个东西等等的，那可能是国外的东西，或者是可能台湾的东西等等的，那我们就很自然的就会去网络上查嘛。那查了以后呢，就是会变成一个 paragraph。那这个 paragraph 呢，是这两个 paragraph 就是我从 Wikipedia 去抽出来的。然后呢 ，so for our shadowing challenge, I want to simulate that idea, that effect of you trying to find a paragraph to read and trying to figure it out. You know, whatever is on your mind. 如果你心中有一个任何的问题的话，有疑问想要知道或了解深入任何一个文化呢，就是去比如说 Wikipedia 这种，或者是找文章等等的。然后你可能就会读几个段落。那我们今天晚上的跟读挑战呢，就是去模拟这样子的情境。就是可能今天你对 comedy 你想要更深入了解 comedy， 听到 Paddy 讲了 two three comedy two three music 之后呢，你想说what is comedy what is comedy roast 等等的，这个言上跟国外的有什么不一样等等， you want to know a little bit more， so sure you go and google some information and this is what you get. Okay, so we have a paragraph on comedy roast and then next you might be you know shopping about or pub crawling maybeYou know, going from one pub to the other, pub crawling, bar crawling, whatever you're doing, middle of the night, you know, for evening entertainment. You might run into, hey, there's the new Heineken non-alcoholic beer. What exactly is it? Where did it exactly come from? Maybe you are curious about these things and you Google them up, okay? So as opposed to Googling in Chinese, looking at the Chinese paragraphs, you are welcome to now Google CNN, Fortune Magazine, BBC, whatever foreign media that you can try and learn from, and then in the process, you're practicing your English. 所以在这个过程之中呢，如果你今天转换了，你不是查中文的维基百科，你可以去查英文的维基百科的时候呢，其实在这个过程中呢，虽然可能很多字你看不懂，或者很多字你也看得懂，然后略懂不懂的，其实你都在吸收应用英文。所以我们呢，在这边建议就是去模拟这个转换。其实你今天查字典啊看报纸啊等等，你把这些日常生活的习惯去把它换成只看英文的时候，你久而久之就不会觉得你是在背英文单字，或者是再去强迫自己去看英文听英文读英文等等的。你只是我不看八点档了，对不对？我不看乡土剧了，我把乡土剧的每周的时间呢，我把它换成 Netflix， 然后都有英文的。这样子，那久而久之呢，就会帮助你的听力。那你也习惯了以后呢，你就会更对英文呢，或者是对国外的文化、等等种种的不同的 subject matter， 不同的主题，你都会更有兴趣。OK， 就不会把它死板的当成一个学科，觉得哇好累哦，就是真的是很辛苦哈、哦。OK，so yes， 伯恩 Brian， yes， He's a very cool guy. Yeah, so we've got two paragraphs tonight, okay? And as usual, I mean, I can read it, Angel can read it, Paddy can read it, but, you know, it's not about us today. It's about our 15 Minutes fam, all right? And I just want to quickly say, hi, Ashley, Greg, yeah, yes, Great to see you guys. Great to have you guys. So you know what? Let's start with this. Okay, I'm going to open the floor now. 我们现在就开放给大家哦，来举手，然后我们来看有没有几个我们通勤家族人来跟我们做一些跟读挑战。因为这个呢，不是你找的你自己去查的这个文章嘛，对不对？这可能就是你不小心 Google 出来的。那有没有要来挑战一下？我们来试看看的朋友，来，我们通勤家族 ，Let's open the floor for our 15 minutes fam。It doesn't really matter. If you guys want to give it a try, let's do this. Marianne. Yes, I see you, Marianne. Anybody else? 我们还有没有
Hi, John.
Good evening, Marianne. How are you?
Fine.
Good. What have you been up to today?
Read English.
Really?
Practice.
Such a good girl.这个老师要给100分哦。
So tired.
I know. So you need a break. Take a break. Yeah,、yes. try something different. Get your mind off something. You know, do something fun for yourself. It doesn't have to be all about studying. You have to make、
yes.
it fun for、
that、
yourself.
Means...
Yeah,、make it fun for yourself. So now we're going to be talking about comedy roast and non-alcoholic beer. All right. So, Marianne, in the meantime, I'm going to say hello to Kimberly next. And、Marianne, you choose one of the paragraphs you want to work on, and then we'll come back to you, okay?
Okay.
Cool. Hello, Kimberly.
Hello.
Hi, Kimberly. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm well. Thank you.
Good. Yes, what have you been up to today?
I practiced some English today.
Oh, really? Good for you.
Some house chores as well.
House chores.
Yeah.
What's your favorite house chore?There's no favorites. House chores just suck. House chores, bleh. I was just kidding. Yeah, nobody likes house chores. You know, we wish we don't have to do house chores. You know, but it's okay. Good for you. It sounds like you've had a very productive Monday. You know, house chores and English sounds like、yeah. a good day to me. Yes. And if you are into a little bit of alcohol, yeah, you can...Pick up where Patty left off, you know? 你可以跟 Patty 接棒一下，对不对？ Patty 现在差不多到尾声了。So you can start your evening quite early. Yes, glad to have you, Kimberly. So please do check out the two paragraphs quickly and see which topic you would like to practice. It doesn't really matter. You know, just choose a topic that、you fancy. Okay? Let me quickly say hello to Dali and I'll come back to you guys. Yes, Dali!How are you
Hello,
doing tonight?
John, Patty, Angel, and everyone on Clubhouse.
Ooh, so nice of you to say hello to everybody. Yes. Well, they're all listening, so they get you. Yes, Dali, and what have you been up to today?
It's my first time to speak on 15 minutes, and my another friend,
yeah.
Huang, is also on...here
great so, glad to have you guys
yeah
I've seen you a couple of times、awesome. You shouldn't make yourself an audience you should come and participate that's the whole point
Thank
yeah
you.
If you want to just listen you're welcome to join the podcast I mean we、mm-hmm. you know more than happy to have you there but I mean if you're here you know make a point come and say hello to us and come and just practice whenever you can okay
yeah
great、that's、stuff、
right.I want to try today.
Nice. Shouldn't try. Okay. So this is your first time. Let's not make it your last time. Okay. So we want to see you more. Right.
Okay.
And let's quickly say hello to your friend Huang. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good evening.
I'm Dali's friend Huang.
Yes. Yes. And I'm Dali's friend.
Raise my hand.
Yes. So no, it's fine. You can raise your hand all you want. It's free. We're not charging you for it.Yes, so anyway, in the meantime, so Huang, you probably have already heard how we're going to proceed further. You are welcome to choose one of the two paragraphs. You know, if we duplicate, so what? It doesn't matter. But what I'm going to do is you guys will read first. I'll read again.
I know, first of all.
Yeah, no, you don't have to go first. It's okay, but you can choose one in the meantime. Let me quickly explain this to you. And,
Maybe
yeah.
second.
No, sure. Don't worry. We will move down the ladder. Don't you worry. So what I'm going to do is somebody is going to, we're going to go by order. So it's Mary and Kimberly, Dali and you. And then they will read first and then I'll read it again and they will have to read it again. So basically they're pushing you have to push yourself to sort of read something you're not very familiar with yet. You're going to try and read it. And then when I'm reading it or when Angel's reading it, you have to go and pick up and listen to some of the pronunciations of the words that you have trouble with. And then the next time you try and say it, you gotta, you know, really focus and say it. So this is the crux, the core of what shadowing is all about. Okay. To help you see the difference and hear the difference of you and, you know, the material that you're working with.
Okay.
So we're just gonna give it a try. You will see the effects. It's a lot of fun. Yes. Very simple, a lot of fun. Okay. Great to have you, Huang. So let's go back to Marian. Marian, are you ready? Which paragraph would you like us to read?
I'm ready.
Yes, perfect.
I want to choose the first one.
Comedy roast. Let's read the comedy roast. Okay. So Marian, like I explained to Huang earlier, you will read first, okay?
Yes.
And you know, it's sort of like, okay, you can do light reading. You don't have to really focus. But, you know, when I get in, I'll read it nice and slow. And then you have to try and pick up all the areas where you can improve on the following time that you're going to read out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So Marian, shoot, okay. Comedy roast. Go ahead. Okay. We're listening.
A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to joke at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the Roasty is able to take the joke in good humor and not as serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roastmaster. Anyone who is marked in such a way is said to have been roasted.
Wow, well read. Great stuff. Good job there. Yes, Marian, well read. Yes. So again, like I said to you guys, Marian, Kimberly, Dali, Huang, they've never prepped for this. They've never checked this out. I never sent an email to them. This is their first time reading a paragraph like this, okay? So that's why they're sort of getting used to it. You can hear it. All right. So, Angel, I'm going to take the next one. You can work with Kimberly. You can, I'll work with Marian now. Okay. I'll read the comedy roast and you can read the beer part. Yes.
The beer part. All right.
You are more, you can handle your liquor better.
More beer.
I can't. Yeah. I'm just cheap.
Okay. I'm a heavy drinker.
Okay.
I can do that.
Cool. So, I'm going to read now for Marian and I'm going to read it nice and slow. So Marian can, really listen to the pace and listen to the pronunciation and also listen to maybe where she knows where she sort of was not very confident of. Okay. Comedy roast. A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good humor and not as serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roastmaster. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted. All right. Marian, did you catch that?
Yes.
Perfect. Okay. So let us know if you're ready to go for the next round. So after hearing me reading some of the words, you will know, oh, okay. You know, there were a few words that you would pronounce it differently, or you would take the pause differently, or you would stress differently. Now it's time to just try and mimic and, you know, improve on what you just read the first time. Okay. Marion, ready whenever you are.
Okay.
Yeah, you can go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of humor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is able to take the joke in good humor and not as serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roastmaster. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted.
Oh, well done, Marion. Okay, so Marion, if we look at the first line, let me quickly help you here. A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual. In line two, they use it again. In such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. Specific individual.
Specific individual.
Very nice. So you see, if the more you listen, like sort of you go back and forth between, you know, how I read it and how you read it, you will see there's a slight difference. And then every time you sort of read out loud, you can improve on it. That's the point and the purpose of shadowing. Okay. 所以我们在做跟读的时候呢，其实目的就是这样，就是去听自己讲出来的跟实际的 material 有没有中间的差别，然后我们再去调整。那你每一次在念的时候呢，只要专注几个重复的字或几个你有关注到的东西就可以了。然后这样子呢，多念几次了以后，你就会发现哦，然后跟读几次了以后，你就会发现说，哎，慢慢的越来越接近你跟读的那个 material。Okay, so roasty and roast master, roast master.
Roast master.
Yeah. So the reason why you missed the, you know, you missed the S in the second part of that word is because roast for you and mad, 然后后面你就懒了。You get lazy. 所以呢我们很容易呢在这种在念 compound words 的时候，就是这种组合字的时候，它很容易，我们前面的都咬字都很 OK, 然后后面的那个我们就懒，比较容易懒，或者是比较不专注，因为字开始长了，我们就觉得哇，想赶快带走。So you gotta tell yourself to sort of slow down, okay, Marion? But that was great. Roast master.
Roast master.
Yeah. So when you read out loud for yourself, you know, try and not overwork it.不要太给自己太多压力，然后或者是过分的去追求说，哦，我一定要把这个一千字念完。Sometimes, you know, 50 to 100 words is more than enough to practice. Yeah, sometimes it's about the quality and not the quantity. Okay?
Okay.
Great stuff, Marion. Are you comfortable? Do you want to go again?
Yes, but...I'm not good at this.
No, it's fine. Nobody is born good. Nobody is born good. Good try. Okay? The whole thing is you got to give yourself an opportunity to try and use it. Okay?
Okay.
You don't have to be good today, but you'll be good tomorrow.
Okay. Yep,
if you catch my drift. Okay. So you remember, as we are helping Kimberly, Dali, and Huang along the way, you know, you can also shadow at the same time. You will see that, you know, in a very short period, you will improve quite a bit in the way you grasp the words. Okay. Great stuff, Marion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Perfect. Next, let's move on to Kimberly. Yes.
Hello.
Yeah, Kimberly, which one would you like to read tonight?
The second one.
The second one. You are also a beer drinker. Very nice. Yes. Perfect for Angel. Yes, you two can hold your liquor. So Angel, you take it away and let... So Kimberly, go ahead and you have a read. And then Angel will read the paragraph for you. And then we'll go back to you and you try and improve upon the first reading. Mm-hmm. Go ahead. We're ready for you.
Non-alcoholic beer. Low alcoholic beer is also known as a light beer, non-alcoholic beer, small beer, small ale, or near beer. Low alcoholic brews, such as small beer, date back at least to medieval Europe, where they served as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full-strength brews.
Nice.
At festivals. Positive features of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consuming several drinks, the reduction in alcohol-related illness, and less severe hangover symptoms. Low alcohol and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Fantastic read. Fantastic read there, Kimberly. That was great. A lot of words repeating themselves. Beer all the time.
Beer.
And alcohol. A little bit of a tongue twister there, but you managed to navigate it brilliantly, Kimberly. That was brilliant. I mean, even for me, you know, the saying alcohol a couple of times gets a little weird. But that was great reading there. You know, take it simple, take it easy, like Kimberly. That's the way to go. You don't have to rush when you do your read out loud exercises. All right. Angel, take it away.
Okay. Non-alcoholic beer. Low alcohol beer is also known as light beer, non-alcoholic beer, small beer, small ale, or near beer. Low alcoholic brews, such as small beer, date back at least to medieval Europe, where they served as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full-strength brews used at festivals. Positive features of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consuming several drinks, the reductions in alcohol-related illness, and less severe hangover symptoms. Low alcohol and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Yeah, a round alcohol, of applause alcohol. For Angel. Yes, a lot of alcohol.
A lot of alcohol.
Yes.
I enjoyed the article.
No, and also your in-flight passengers, they like to drown themselves in...
They enjoy my service, yes, of course.
Yes, they like to drown themselves because it helps them to... You know, to for anybody who's claustrophobic and who's got fear of flying.
Oh yeah,
you know, yeah. They have to, yeah. They really
have to immobilize to themselves.
That's a very interesting word, immobilize. Yes,
immobilize.
But that's also bad because then they can't get off the plane. You know, wheelchair them off.
That would
the
be
plane.
Our trouble.
Okay, but this is non-alcoholic beer, so this is safe, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I think Kimberly did pretty well. There are a few words that, you know, was not so she was not so confident in. So no worries, Kimberly. Let us know when you're ready to go again.
Okay, I'll go again now.
Sure.
Non-alcoholic beer. Low alcohol beer is also known as light beer, non-alcoholic beer, small beer, small ale, or near beer.
Perfect.
Low alcoholic brews such as small beer date back at least to medieval Europe, where they served as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full-strength brews used at festivals. Positive features of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consuming several drinks, the reduction in alcohol-related illness, and less severe hangover symptoms. Low alcohol and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Very, very nice. Nicely read there, Kimberly. And Kimberly, the only one thing I noticed between the two, the your first read and now your second read, is the bruise. The bruise. Ah, there we go. So I think maybe you probably are very fluent in some multiple languages. So, you know, like Japanese people, they take their R's and the L's the same. That happens if you're very good in Japanese, and that's what happens. So it will sound like blues, but actually it's bruise, the R. Blues. Yeah, bruise. Blues. So blues. It's more like B-R, burr, and then O-O-S. So bruise.
Bruise.
Very good, yes. But, you know, sometimes this is like a bad habit sometimes for us. Sometimes you keep saying blues, blues, blues. You know, if you repeat it too much, then, you know, the bad habit comes back. So just keep in mind the R, the bruise.
Ah, right, right.
Yeah, the bruise.
Bruise.
And your L's are perfect because, you know, this paragraph tests people who struggle with L's, you know, like alcohol. You see, you got to have the two L's. It's not easy for some people. The two L's, alcohol, okay, alcoholic, low alcohol, alcohol related. You see, the L's has to be there. And some people, they skip the L's or turn the L's into R's or vice versa. So that's the only part that I think, Kimberly, you can definitely add. You know, when you read the R, you know, especially the bruise, with the bruise, you can think about the, you know, emphasizing the R's, the bruise. Yeah.
Blue.
Brew. Bruise. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, the L and R, like a flute.
Yes.
Flute.
Fruits and flute.
Yeah.
There we go. So it's a little bit of a tongue twister because I think over time people build up, you know, little quirks, and it's okay. You know, it adds to your personality sometimes. But for our sort of shadowing exercises, for our reading exercises, this is where, you know, you can take time to like, oh yeah, you notice something about yourself. You know, it's not bad. It's if you feel you want to improve on it, then just you have to consciously tell yourself. 就是要有意识的告诉自己，看到这个R的时候就是 brew. Yeah, you got to lighten that tongue a little bit. Yeah. Okay, great stuff, Kimberly. That was a great read. Yes, thank you very much. Moving on to Dali. Dali, yes, are you ready? Which paragraph do you want to read?
I want to read the former article.
You want to read the first one? Comedy Roast. Okay. Then, Angel, I'll take it from here. It's Comedy Roast, me. Okay. I'm the funny guy. Yes.
Okay. Comedy Roast. A roast is the form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good honor and not a serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of an event is called a roastmaster. Anyone who is molded in such a way is said to have been roasted.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Dali, great. That was fantastic. Not bad. So I'm going to read it again and see where, you know, you can see where you want to improve on your second read. And then I've heard a few things and I thought, you know, I will give you some tips thereafter. Okay.
Okay.
Let me read the comedy roast paragraph. So comedy roast. A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good humor and not as serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roast master. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted. Okay, Dali, did you hear anything that you know, that you can improve on in the second read? I hope you did.
Yeah, I tried.
Cool. Great stuff. Ready when you are.
Okay, I'm ready.
Perfect. Shoot.
Okay. Comedy roast. A roast is the form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good honor and not a serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roast master. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted.
Perfect. Good job. Yes, Dali. So where did you improve on? What part?
I think I need to prove myself in the stop.
The pauses? Okay.
Yeah, the pauses.
No, I mean, what did you improve on in the second read? What did you, you know, force yourself consciously to do better in the second read?
How to explain the pause in the sentence.
The pause in the sentence? You were listening to the pauses. That was great. Anything else? The pronunciation of any words? 有哪一个字你有特别去强，就是有去调整吗？
Like the sentence, the party and the presentation itself are both referred to. Then I pause.
Ah, very good. I'm glad you caught on to that. Okay. And actually, you did, in your first read, the way you read specific was a little, was a little strong with a sp. Yeah, specific, you were in your first read, you were a little strong. In your second read, you managed to mimic a little bit of the way I sort of pronounce it, specific. So lighter on the specific.
Specific.
Very nice. And also, in your first read, your criticism and insult, you actually read insult. You missed the L. But the second time, you didn't miss the L, so that was great. And criticism, you were a little unsure of in your first read as well. So criticism or insult.
Criticism or insult.
Yes. And then the third line, in good humor. You know, the first line is a form of humor. That humor you got. But the third line, humor, you would read it honor.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So this is what happens, Dali, is sometimes you're reading, like you're very focused on reading the words, but you're not saying it loud. So this shows that you this is actually just one way to tell, you don't actually do reading out loud activities as often as you should. 就通常你脑袋在想的就是我们眼睛看到的是16，可是嘴巴讲出来是60。 It happens、嗯、It happens to everybody, but it just means thatthe way your left and right brain is wired, it's not in sync. 它没有同步的，所以你眼睛看到的跟嘴巴讲出来是不一样的。
嗯。
Okay, so it happens, it happens. So I highly recommend you, like, you're doing this, like, really easily. And, you know, you've gone the next step. You are listening to the pauses, okay, as opposed to just the pronunciation of the words. So you've taken the next step. So I think this is a great activity for you to try out.You know, for yourself, it, you know, if you have time, like on the MRT or taking coffee breaks, you should do these shadowing exercises. It will help you, you know, with your reading and your confidence in reading a paragraph. Yeah.
I will try. Thank you.
Great stuff, Dali. Yes, let's move on to Dali's friend Huang. Yes. We're all friends of Dali now, so technically we are Huang's friend as well.
Hello.
Yes, I'm just trying to complicate things. Never mind me, Huang.
Oh, yeah, okay, that's okay.
Yes, have you chosen your topic? Which one would you like to read tonight?
I want to try to the lesson one, second one.
The second one.
Okay, yes.
Okay, you have to remember your L's. You've already seen how Kimberly did it, and you've already heard how Angel does it. You know, they can handle their beer, so alcohol, no problem. They can pronounce it with ease. 不能喝，不喝喝酒不够强的人，那个 alcohol 讲不太出来。All right, so Huang, you're gonna read. Yeah, you're gonna read one time, and then Angel will read it one time for you, and then we go back to you, and then you can try and improve upon your first read. Okay.
Okay.
Perfect. Go.
Non-alcoholic beer. Low-alcohol beer is also known as light beer.Non-alcoholic beer, small L, or near beer. Low-alcoholic brews, such as small beer date back at least to medieval Europe, were less served as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full-strength brews used at festivals. Positive futures of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consumingseveral drinks, the reduction in alcohol-related illness, and the less severe hangover. Symptoms, low alcohol, and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Very nice.
Thank you.
Great stuff. Did you practice a little bit before your turn, Huang?
Yes,
I thought so. I can hear it. This is not your first rodeo. This is not your first time.
It was amazing.
对呀、啊，刚刚那个他们都会卡一下，我就在听说他到底卡哪个字，我要等一下，我在听认真听就没有卡的啊。这个就是你知道，这个就是那种同学哦，因为Angel 一定会有遇过，对不对？以前我们小时候都会有那种同学啊，我昨天都没读书，昨天都没有读，然后每次考试他都考100。然后你读的要死要活，只考80的那种，对对对。
I was nervous, so I practiced.
No, it's fine. Yeah, Huang, we know everybody's nervous online, you know, like,but don't worry, we don't see your face. It's not a big deal. Yeah, 看不到脸啦，没事啦。So Angel's gonna read for you, and then I want you to think aboutwhere are the particular words, word pronunciation, pauses, or something that you can improve on in your second read.Okay.
Okay.
So try and pay attention and focus on the read. Yes.
Okay.
Shoot, Angel.
Okay. That was a good one, Juan. All right. So, non-alcoholic beer. Low-alcohol beer is also known as light beer. Non-alcoholic beer, small L, or near beer. Low-alcoholic brews, such as small beer, date back at least to medieval Europe.Where they served as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full-strength brews used at festivals. Positive features of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consuming several drinks, the reductions in alcohol-related illness, and less severe hangover symptoms. Low alcohol and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Perfect. Great stuff there, Angel. Yes. That's amazing.
L.
The L's. The L-L. Crazy L's. The crazy the L. L's. Okay.
There were like 100 crazy L's, L's in the paragraph.
Yes. Yes. Okay. You know, I heard some interesting, you know, like little quirks. People, you know, when we read very naturally, sometimes we're like, oh, yeah, you know. And, you know, from all about almost, I've done 1,800 episodes of Daily Shadowing now. 就是我们的跟读单元大概，如果要整个退到四年前的这个节目哦。大家如果有听跟读单元的，其实我们现在已经大概1800多集了。然后呢，你念久了以后，你就想说我每个礼拜都要念就是这些文章，然后念自己，然后自己还要 playback， 然后要后置，要听这个。所以我就很清楚知道说我自己有什么问题，然后我就很容易去听一些特别的地方，或者是我在念的时候就会特别 stress 某个地方等等的。So it comes to me now, it's almost natural, like I zone in.Like I really zone in when I start listening to stuff. 这个就让我有时候听那个电视啊，就很方便。这个技能1800个 episode 之后呢，听我现在看电视都不用看，用听的。因为我那个听力就已经很 focus， 我每天在后置自己的东西，都要很 focus。就变职业病，你知道吗？就是电视机拿来当 radio 这样，很非常非常敏感。对，所以呢。这个等一下呢就跟大家分享一下，诶，你们一定可能没有听到这个东西哦，对。Huang, whenever you are ready, you are welcome to go again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Low alcohol beer is also known as light beer, non-alcoholic beer, small beer, small elf, or near beer. Low alcoholic brews.Such a small beer that back at least to medieval Europe will less serve it as a less risky alternative to water and were less expensive than the full strength brews used at festivals. Positive features of non-alcoholic brews include the ability to drive after consuming several drinks, the reduction in alcohol-related illness, and the lesssevere hangover symptoms. Low alcohol and alcohol-free beers are usually lower in calories than equivalent full-strength beers.
Wow, that was great. Great improvement there. Good job, Huang. So which part did you consciously improve? 你有很下意识，这个很有意识的去改变的，第二次 read 的部分，有哪些地方？
The low alcoholic brews and
the brews, right? Low alcoholic brews, the brews. I noticed you wanted to make sure the brews, the R is there, very nice. Yes.
And the full strength, my first time say full strength.
Full strength, yes.
And severe hangover symptoms. My first time I say severe hangover.
Yeah.
Symptoms.
Yes.
And the second time I try to say severe hangover symptoms.
Okay.
比较流畅。
Great. You were trying to read them together. Great. 对。因为有些名词它比如说我们这边段哦，就是说跟刚刚达利的一样，就是他有听到，哦，我那个顿点哦，我在换气的那个点，因为有时候你不可能一个句子就一直念嘛，对不对？ You can't read the whole sentence like of 15 words, so you gotta know when to take a pause. So Dali was very good at that, and you are also very good at that. But here, couple of things, the bruise, I heard that.And one thing I want you guys to try, the first line. 我们 first line 是不是有 low alcohol beer is also known as light beer, non-alcoholic beer, small beer, and then what? Small beer 之后那个是什么？
Small ale.
Ah, very good. Small ale.
It's right.
Yeah.
L.
So here's the thing. Huang, that's A-L, 它其实是
A-L,
所以呢很容易我们这个 A-L-E 呢就会把它念 L。L 那是 E L L E 的那个杂志有没有？你们女生的杂志 L， 它是 L magazine， 那是 E A， 然后这个是 Ale，A for apple， 对 Ale。那 Ale 呢 ？Ginger Ale，Ginger Ale 这个东西呢，就是那个什么姜汁啤酒、姜汁汽水这种东西。对，那
Ginger Ale。
所以这个 ALE 呢很多人都会陷入那个哦，看到 LE 哦，那个视觉看到 LE 就会觉得是 L， 可是那个 A 呢其实才是重点，它的那个vowel 才是重点。 ALE very good, you pronounced it correctly. 所以这个地方呢，这个 this is a trick， 这就是 one of those trick words， 因为真的很少见，这个没有喝啤酒的人不会看这个字，他可能不会念的，他不需要会念的。
郑老师，帮我说个笑话。
怎样？
我们在受训的时候，不是有这个 ginger ale 吗？
Ginger
然后有同事没有喝过，他就念 ginger ale， 也蛮像的啦。
对，会啊，会啊，就是他不熟嘛。
Ale，
对，因为其实台湾没有地方买这个啊，
蛮少，
很少啊，
蛮少。
然后你去那种有的地方，你也不会去 order ginger ale，
right？
那是很奇怪的。
嗯嗯嗯，
对。就是国外呢，他会比如说 ，sometimes overseas， you know you want a day out， right？ And then you bring your little niece and nephew to the pub， it's okay， 因为他们去 pub， 他们就是喝牛奶或喝别的，或 ginger ale， right？ 可是在台湾呢，你就想说一个成人，然后带着小朋友去 pub 那种，那一定被打死，那一定被警察抓走，对不对？这个 that's not right。
我还跟大家讲为什么是 ale 好了。这个终于有
不是你醒了、哦、我还以为是我在等你听那个咚
睡了吗？
对，我在听你嘿讲，来来来跟我们讲、
哦、
为什么 Ale
啤酒有两个大的做法，一个就是大家在超商买上台啤、海尼跟那个我们叫做拉格，然后现在开始比较多我们会大家如果知道的精酿啤酒，大部分的精酿啤酒会是 Ale
啊，
所以啤酒应该讲啤酒分两个制作方式，一个叫上层发酵跟下层发酵、哦，那下层发酵就是低温发酵，那是比较需要很大很大的工厂，然后需要去低温比较难制作的，就是非要等于说要比较多工业精密计算的会叫做拉格，因为它一次很大量、哦、然后我们讲的是手工，就是 craft beer 这种东西、嗯、就是高温发酵的，所以它都是 ale， 那个分类就叫 ale、哦、所以你常会看到一些奇奇怪怪的口味的啤酒比较容易是 ale，所以像 Ginger Ale 为什么叫 Ale 的原因，就是因为它也是高温发酵，就是、哦、高温发酵就是你加了酵母啊，加了麦啊，或加了什么啤酒花等等之类，拿去煮沸，然后最后再就让它
就发了，它是要加温去发的，就对了。
对对对，那种就叫做 Ale， 那种类型的酒就叫 Ale，、oh, 所以 Ginger Ale 是这样的意思。对，
原来是这样子，
没错没错，
哎。没问题，这个所以上层发酵、下层发酵，不是这个，我觉得简单易懂，这个也 OK， 对，就是不会让人家听到 key 笑就可以了，嘿 ，OK 的，这个没问题。所以 ale 这个东西呢，在我们 pronunciation， 其实这个就是因为真的很少见 ，so it's OK， 就我们念错了，其实就算了，就是这样，对不对？好、哦，可是这个东西就是因为它我们很少见，我们不接触啦，所以其实大家多多去华山啊，多多去这个不同的这个 park， 对不对？该喝的就喝，该 try 的就 try， 不要
don't be shy，don't
worry about the consequences，just try， enjoy your life，the world is your oyster，OK，、okay? 这个美好世界就等你去探索，所以就会对这些东西你会慢慢的会有敏感度哦。比如说你去吃意大利的这个餐厅啊，你去看那个 menu， 对不对？然后看，哎，为什么这个字是这样，怎么念？然后久而久之你就会念了，好，然后等等的，这就是去吸收那个文化跟它的 language。那这样你就不会像好像我去一定要去意大利文的学校或者是教这个上课里面呢，然后去就是反复念这些字啊等等的，它就不会很知识化，你就在日常生活中吸收，就非常非常简单。OK， that was perfectly read, Huang. So that was ale, and Huang, another word that I actually heard you consciously changed was medieval Europe. Medieval Europe. Yeah, 因为你第一次念的时候是 medieval， 那个 medi 那个 e 没有出来。那个 DI 没有出来，所以呢你第二次我有发现你是念 medieval Europe. That it's great. 然后第二个第三个、third line, less risky alternative, 因为你第一次念是 alternative, 所以第二次你就改过来了 alternative,
alternative,
对 alternative, very good.对，所以这个跟这个就是跟读法哦，它的 magic， 其实我没有特别点出来，你可能自己都不是很 aware， 可是呢，就是因为你一直反复的去自己讲过一遍，然后听过一遍，自己讲过一遍，听过一遍了以后，你慢慢的不管从 pause 啊，不管从 pronunciation 啊，不管从哪一个不同的地方，你就会慢慢被这个你在跟读的这个 material 去吸引了，你就会一直往它靠。那久而久之呢，你自然的掌握度就会变高，对 ，OK， so good job there, Huang, very very good job.
Thank you very much.
Yes, you are welcome. Yes, and we have in the chat room, 小师姐说，相对高温的状况下加入酵母反应跟啤酒花产生风味，哇塞，这又是一位这个行家了哈，对。这个太厉害了，以后 Paddy 就可以，我们来办一个那个通勤家族 pub crawling， 有没有一个 pub 换到下一个 pub 这样，对，可以 Paddy 可以想一下这个以后路线齁，解封了以后我们来想个路线这样子。 And then next we have CT， Hello CT， 我们老朋友 CT 又来啦。
Hello John，
Hey， what's up CT？
Paddy，
How are you？
Hello、
yeah. Hi.
Hello，
How are you doing tonight my man？
I would like to try the、
okay.
first one.
Ooh, you want to go with comedy? Sure.、
Yeah.
Let's go with comedy. So shoot, ready when you are.
Okay. Comedy roast. A roaster is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roastee is about to tackle jokes in a good humor and not a serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referredto as a roast. The host of the event is called a roaster master. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted.
Ooh, CT, good、
Thank、
job. Nice. Good job, CT. That's really, really、yeah. good. Yeah. You read that? Did you practice、really? it before you read it a couple of times?、Mm-hmm. Or this is your first read?
Yeah, a little.
Okay.、
But、I think、this vocabulary for me is more unfamiliar for me. Yeah.
Unfamiliar、so、to you? Really?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Then you should go and check out Brian's stuff. 就是那个什么伯恩夜夜秀啊，他们那个做演唱。Yeah, you can go check them out. Comedy Central, they also have Comedy Central roasts. 都还不错、mm-hmm. You can go watch them. Yeah, if you're unfamiliar.、
Really?
Yeah, you can explore them a little bit. I think it's on Netflix as well, if I'm not mistaken. 如果我的记忆是对的话，应该是 Netflix 好像也有你 key 那个 roast， 它就会有这种，你可以听看看，就是、mm-hmm. 欸、这些搞笑啦，齁，要来吐槽大赛这样子。
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I'm going to read it one time for you, CT, and then we will come back. I didn't hear much of a problem. There were only a few things that I thought, hey, you know, let's see if you and I...on the same page. Okay. We'll come back、
okay.
and I'll comment on it later once you've done your second reading.、
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm going to do my reading now. Comedy roast. A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse the event's wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way.The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good humor and not as serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the event is called the roast master. Anyone who is mocked in such a way is said to have been roasted.
perfect.
All right. So that's me like really focusing and paying attention and reading something properly. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So CT, you go ahead with your second read.
Okay. I can try again.
Go, of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
Shoot.
Comedy roast. A roast is a form of humor in which a specific individual, a guest of honor, is subjected to jokes at their expense, intended to amuse their immense wider audience. Such events are intended to honor a specific individual in a unique way. The implication is that the roasty is about to take the jokes in good humor and not as a serious criticism or insult. The party and presentation itself are both referred to as a roast. The host of the events is called a roast master. Anyone who's mocked in such way is said to have been roasted.
Very nice. Good job there, CT. Yes. Okay. So CT here, the second read, your first read specific individual, that was perfect. Your second read, you were very conscious about it. 你就加重音了齁。所以你就把 specific 这个就念比较重一点。那可能是可是你第一次其实就蛮自然的。It's actually good. 对第一次。Okay. So, you know, keep it natural, keep it light for yourself. And what I noticed was the individual. Very nice. Individual. Your first read was more natural than the second read. 所以可能第二次呢你觉得说你要特别去加强强化。对有时候就过分了然后自己太执着这个东西。So you can keep it light. Okay? And, the criticism or insult. Very nice. Insult. 然后第一次 CT 第一次跟第二次呢第third line, 第三行哦 The implication is that the roastee is able to. 这个 is able to 呢、
嗯、
对这个 able to 呢第一次念跟第二次念都没有念 able to。
Is about to.
Yeah, 你变成 is about to. 对。所以可能你就是说像我们有这种状况的时候呢我通常的观察是这样就是可能你下意识你常常爱用 about 这个字久了呢它就会去固化。那你看到类似 AB 开头的你都把它念 about。对。所以这有时候这个要特别去听自己的一个小小的坏习惯。那只是说我们现在有听到了。那我们就要想办法去 overcome 它就是要把它处理掉要不然呢这久而久之累积了以后其实你会很卡在念东西的时候会变得很卡 OK So I think you know it's great we all learn something every day so CT the best you can do is 就怎么样去 overcome 你现在这个坏习惯呢就是不要我们现在很多时候大家可能在练习的时候就是比如说哦我刚刚我们讲说把 able 念成 about 然后回来呢然后我们就会下意识就是 OK able A-B-L-E able is able 这样就是这样硬念哦可是你没有发现其实它是不自然的因为为什么会这样呢是这一行是 The implication is that the roastee is able to take the jokes in good humor它是这一段是这样子的它是整句嘛、嗯、对不对可是当你只是一直 able 的时候其实不会帮忙 It doesn't help you OK So you gotta go back And the way you iron out your bad habits 就是把你的这些坏习惯去处理掉了就是要把整句一定要倒回去整句把它对因为呢以后你在这个 able 看到这个 able 的时候它会在一个整句里面它不会是单字、
嗯、
就说只会念这个单字我们不对我们来说不重要我们要把整个句子念得很顺畅或者是讲出来很顺畅 That's what we're going for、
mm-hmm.
Okay So you can give that a practice 如果有遇到之后在跟读上的这个过程之中呢有找到自己的小坏习惯的时候呢就是再倒回去哦，前后的一行再把它 重复念几遍，念顺。它可能就是那几个 combination、okay. is able to 就是这个前面有一个 z 然后后面有 to 这个地方呢会让你的 able 变成 about、
嗯、
对所以你要整段去念然后把它处理了以后呢之后你就会发现会比较顺、
嗯、因为这是断句
对没错然后还有这个坏习惯呢通常都不是第一天就累积的、嗯、我们的坏习惯就跟我们的体重一样那都是堆积来的
对
对，吃垃圾食物吃久了来了，或者是没有练习吃来的，对不对？所以这个呢，我们这个 activity 呢，也可以说是一种还债啦，就是说你自己听完了以后，听了你的 material 以后，就发现，哎呀，原来这个对不对？这个高富帅长的是这样，对不对？那我们自己是有高，对不对？有富啊，没有帅啊，这帅要补充这样子，对不对？好，所以这个就是我们自己去一直去比，可以去比较啦。那这种的 activity 呢，其实多数的。应该是说这个练习方法呢其实多数大家已经有国高中底子英文的已经有念过课文的等等的这些通勤家族们其实跟读法是最最最最有效的去加强你对这个文章的掌握或者是对听力的掌握或对念文章的掌握这个是最、嗯、最有效的因为不是你没有底子你不用再去背单字了其实你已经要去注重说我每天怎么样去做一些跟读的这些方用一些跟读法来念一些自己身边相关的这些article 其实很快你就会发现其实以前的背的单字呢不是不见了是都还在脑海里面只是你不知道怎么样去组装来使用
它
对你要使用它、嗯、对然后用久了以后你才会有质疑嘛像今天 CT 就会来说诶我 这些字我虽然字我看得懂可是整个概念构造或讲 comedy roast 这个东西我没有 idea
有
所以我对我没有感觉我现在念看看那、欸、可能念两次念三次下一明天你看伯恩的这个岩上脱口秀啊什么的久而久之你就是你的生活了其实你就不用去记它了你就可能很爱、嗯、就爱上了这个 comedy roast 你可能一集一集跟着看 对那 and that's what we're trying to achieve you shouldn't see it as a subject that you're trying to study 不能像过去像一个学科比如说这个 Newton's Law, 对不对牛顿的这个定律我们要这样背的。其实英文这样子其实是非常枯燥无味的。这对你来说 对大家来说是没营养的齁。
对。
所以今天呢我们非常谢谢 Marion, Kimberly, Dali, Huang, and CT 来帮大家做一些简单的跟读示范也谢谢他们来挑战自己哦。And that's the way you do it, okay? That's the way you do it. Give yourself the opportunity and use English every day.那今天呢我到这边我看他刚好刷到 room chat, 哇整个聊起来了大家这个小狮子就是行家这样子然后呢那 Angel 就说渴了就大家在 chat room 里面就开始互相推荐 beer 了齁。所以呢这个有时候呢就是刚好这个 subject 不见得说英文一定是要学英文它是一种探索生活探索这个生活不同的这个美好的一个方式哦。Okay, so we are super glad to have you guys. And, as usual, that's a wrap for today. 我们今天已经到10点17分了。所以到这边大家也知道接近尾声了。那我们的通勤学英语呢的直播室就到今天告一段落。那大家我们通勤学英语的 podcast 呢可以欢迎大家如果没有听我们的 podcast, 可以欢迎大家去订阅我们的 podcast, 透过 Apple Podcast 啦 ,Google Podcast 或 Spotify 都可以。那另外如果你有兴趣来跟我们参加这个在上台来练习的时候呢除了我们老朋友 CT 啦Marion, Dali, 这些通勤家族的朋友们来不管是你第一次第二次或第几次都没有关系欢迎你每周一就是给自己不管你是有听到 podcast, 在自己做练习或者是你想要来这边每周一的晚上来跟大家来跟我跟 Patty, 跟 Angel 来一起练习英文我们都非常非常欢迎。然后呢这个今天的这个节目呢我们会把它稍微做一个剪辑哦做最后一个浓缩让大家好在大概一周后呢我们就把它当做一个 podcast 去放送哦让大家可以去回顾去 review。那到时候呢自己也可以听看看你今天的这个听到的东西是不是跟 John 老师听到的一样呢对不对是不是跟听到 Angel 的是不是跟自己当场现在今天听到的一样呢也可以做一些比较。那我们今天非常谢谢大家的参加 We thank you very much for your participation And we will catch you in the next one Over and out from me John, and to my right, Petty.
Hey.
Petty's still there. Petty's not falling asleep. Great. And then to Petty's right is...
Angel, we'll catch you next Monday.
Catch you next Monday, you guys. 谢谢大家，我们下礼拜见。